This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, as businesses reopen in the area of the Boston Marathon bombing, some are likely to file insurance claims to make up for lost sales. But if the bombings are officially labeled a terrorist act by the Treasury Department, many businesses may be out of luck because they don't carry what's called terrorism insurance. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
60% of U.S. businesses do have terrorism insurance, according to the Congressional Research Service. Premiums can be as low as $25 a year, but larger businesses in high-risk areas can pay thousands. Bob Hartwig is president of the Insurance Information Institute. He says this extra protection gives businesses peace of mind.
It would cover damaged or destroyed vehicles, injured workers, or benefits to workers who were killed in the midst of a terrorist attack.
But Hartwig says right now, smaller businesses aren't buying terrorism coverage. Will that change now, in Boston at least?
No, I will not buy terrorism insurance.
John Levinson is a Boston cardiologist. His outpatient practice is just a block away from the bomb site. Still, he doesn't think the extra coverage is necessary.
We're in a safe world for the most part, and those things happen, but they're rare.
Plus, Levinson says, terrorism insurance is limited. It will not cover nuclear or biological attacks or acts of war. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.